Okay, everyone, 10:6:24. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. All three will be Prophet Corners today. The title of this is Changes Coming. This came on 10:2:24. The Holy Spirit says, change is coming. Change like has not been seen on the earth before. A door that has been shut is about to open. I'm the one that shuts doors that no man can open. I am the one that opens doors that no man can shut. This will be by my power, and no man will be able to take credit for it. I will have my will and way. Yeah. They may say it's a Whitehead operation, but really it's God operation. They will say, where is the promise of his coming? They have said that from the beginning. I will shut their mouths. I will do everything that I've said out of my mouth, and not any of my words will return void or fall to the ground. The wicked one and his works will be shut out, and my glory will come flooding in. Those that have been faithful to me will have their jubilee. Those that have not will have weeping and gnashing of teeth. From the four corners of the earth, my glory shall be seen. No longer fret or have any fear, for I am with you and in you, and I see everything, the end from the beginning, and nothing will escape my notice. None of them are going to get away. I am watching over you all, and I only have good intentions in my mind for you, and there will only be good things ahead for you. Stay keen to my voice. Make the right choice. When you do that, you will have nothing to fear, for the end of this dispensation is here. As you have sown in the Spirit, you will reap of the Spirit. It is never wasted, but it is documented. What you have sown will come up a harvest as an abundant harvest, financially, physically, and spiritually. I keep a debit and credit account for each one. Even the very hairs of your head are numbered. I know all. I see all. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. That's 2 Corinthians 16:9. You will begin to sense a change. The change will happen in the Spirit first, born of the Spirit. A spiritual sense so strong that it will permeate the natural realm. It will be like the day of Pentecost, but much greater. My glory will be sensed, felt, and seen throughout the earth. The hard ground, heavy plowing will be a thing of the past. Get ready for the doors to swing wide open. You will have to run to keep up. You're starting to see a little trickle, but soon you will see the flood. What has been slammed shut will swing wide open. With this will come a refreshing. It will refresh the whole earth spiritually, then naturally. What has been hard will now be easy. This is breakthrough, heaven and earth. You have come to the day of the breaking through, and you have been faithful, and it has not escaped my notice. You're highly prized in my eyes, and you will be glad that you stuck with it, even amidst the extreme hardness you have suffered as you enter the next phase. It will be so glorious that you will forget all about the temporary hardness. It is momentary in comparison to what is coming. You have not seen anything yet. As you became used to the hardness, yes, your soul entered into the iron. It will be like Joseph when he became the second in command to Pharaoh. Hardness will no longer chase you down, but my glory and my goodness will chase you down, and my goodness will overwhelm you. My goodness will erase any memory of those latter days. Life will be sweet. I will make your life greater than you can even imagine. Expect it. Let this be your focus from here on out. Death will be swallowed up in victory. Well, I got a couple of scriptures here. Revelation 3:8, just a reference. All this will be we've been doing in the Spirit, so about to break through in the natural. All right, 3:8. Right here, I know thy works. Behold, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. All right, the other one is 1 Corinthians 15. Verses 55-57. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.